Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Big Box Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
Back at Searcy High School here at Lyon Arena as Mount Holmes boys are getting ready to play Benton here. This again, this is the very first boys game of this year's Class 5A state tournament. By the way, the winner of this game will go on to play in the quarterfinals Thursday evening at 8:30 against the winner of the game between Maumelle and Valley View. That will be, I believe, tomorrow evening. So Mount Holmes and their Road Blues, coached by Josh Fulcher, they'll be going with three seniors, so McGee Harris at 5'10", Braxton Carson at 6'1", and Braden Dewey at 6'5". And they'll be joined by two juniors, Blaine Tate at 5'9", and Ryder McClain at 6'2". Ben in their home whites, coached by Dexter Hendricks, they'll be going with Harrison Priggett, who stands at 6'2". Kerryon Burgess is in the lineup. He stands at 6'9". They'll be joined by A.D. Gray at 6 foot. Also, Javarius Russell at 5'10". And rounding out the starting lineup is Elon Shelby, who stands at 6'4". So, again, for Mountain Home, it's going to be Tate, Harris, Carson, McClain, and Dewey. And for Benton, it's going to be Russell, Gray, Shelby, Burgess, and Prickett. Mountain Home comes out on the floor, and now they're joined by Benton. As we get ready for the opening tip-off, brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It's going to be Braxton Carson jumping center today.
Braxton Carson going against the 6'9 Burgess.
Okay, yep. Terrion Burgess will be jumping for Benton. Usually we see Braden Dewey jumping center, but it's not today. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Panthers.
Mountain Home going to start off in a man-to-man against Benton.
Here's Russell with it up top. Throws over to Burgess on the right side. Now he dribbles to the left side. He's going towards a little block. Has the ball knocked away. He goes out of bounds. They're going to say off Dewey, and it will be Ben's ball as we are 16 seconds into this contest. Prickett will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Burgess on the left side. Gives it back there to Prickett. Prickett's going to dribble to the low block. He's going to go up for the runner. Off the glass, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by McClain.
Mount Holmes going to have to make sure they rebound the ball well anytime Benton misses the ball.
Tate walks the ball into the front court. Benton in a man-to-man as well. Tate drills toward the right side. Gives it to Carson. Ball's almost knocked away, but Carson's able to control it. Gives it back to Tate. He goes into the lane, puts up the jumper. Good, and Mount Holmes on the board first.
Nice little hesitation there, move by Blaine Tate. Got in the paint, kind of faked his man out. He kind of had, Russell going one way, turned back the other way. Nice little putback.
You know, he really had some big moments in the last meeting against Ben over there at Farmington.
He did, yeah.
Burgess with it. He's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McClain. So far, a couple of possessions, a couple of misses for Ben.
So those games, as Mountain Home being the underdog, you want to keep this game close as you can for as long as you can. This team is a team of fighters. They are gamers. It's one of those ones, the closer it gets, Benton's going to start feeling the pressure as they're one of the favorites to win this thing.
Carson's dribbling in the lane. His layup is blocked. And Prickett comes up with the ball. He's quickly back the other way. He's going to go coast to coast for the layup. Looked like Paul was kind of knocked away. Dewey's able to come up with the ball. Well, really, really fighting to get it there. 6:24 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home up 2-0. Tate with it between the circles. Throws over to Harris on the left side. Up top to Dewey. Now McClain has it. He'll give it to Carson at the free throw line. Over to Tate, to Harris on the left side. Yeah. Try to throw it to McClain. Ball goes behind him and into the backcourt. Prickett picks up the steal. He's going in for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound's tipped to Dewey.
Already four rebounds from Mountain Home. They're doing a good job not limiting the second chance points for Benton Panthers.
McClain with it. He's going to drill to the right elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Burgess.
Both teams playing a little tight right now. You can tell in the shots they're getting short-armed. This game will loosen up, and the flow of it will get a little bit better, hopefully.
Prickett dribbles between the circles. Gives over on the right side to Russell. Now up top to Burgess. Burgess going to drill towards the lane. Over to Prickett in the left corner for the three-pointer. Misses everything, but the offensive rebound by Russell. He will go back up with it off the glass and in, and we're tied. Javarius Russell with his first 2 points of the day. 2-all our score. 5:17 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Tate. It's a full-court man for Benton. Now they're going to cheat off that, try to double-team Tate in the backcourt. He is able to get it across the timeline. Beats all those defenders, then loses the ball, and now fouls will be called against Benton.
Yeah. Blaine can get through that one-on-one. When they start to run and jump him, Blaine's quick enough with the ball. He's a kid that moves as quick with the ball as he does without the ball, and that's very rare in basketball.
The foul's on A.D. Gray, his first personal foul. First team foul against the Panthers here in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes McLean over to Tate on the side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Gray. Prickett with it, gives it to Burgess. Burgess dribbling into the lane. He's going in for the layup. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Carson. So far, good job by Mountain Home to limit second-chance points.
Yep.
Ball goes to Dewey in the free-throw line. He's going to dribble in toward the low block, going up for the banker shot. No good, and McLean's able to chase down the rebound. He'll give it to Tate. He's going to go up for the jumper on the low block and won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Russell.
This is not a shooting clinic by either team right now.
Not right now. Russell going in coast-to-coast for the layup. It won't go, and rebound's controlled by Dewey. I don't know if Ben's trying to just draw contact or not, but a lot of those shots ain't even getting close to the rim. Harris is going to pull up for the long three-pointer, in and out, and the rebound is controlled by Gray. He'll give it to Prickett, who's quickly back the other way. And his pass knocked away by Dewey. Couldn't quite get the steal. It goes out of bounds, and Benton will inbound it with 4:05. Let's play in the first quarter. Daywan Ellis coming in for the Panthers as he replaces Harrison Prickett. Ellis, who stands at 6'1". Again, we're tied at 2 right now. Burgess will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Gray on the left side. Now to Russell.
Yeah, watch Braxton Carson going to work right here against Burgess.
Yeah, he just knocked that pass away to him on the low block and comes up with a steal.
So when I play Matt, I had to guard Joe Johnson.
Oh,
pretty,
yeah.
Pretty decent basketball player. And,
oh, yeah. Like,
Braxton's taking this on. He's saying, look, I'm a good defender, and I'm going to hold you to below your average. If I can do that, it's like me scoring that many points.
Dewey's jumper near the free throw line wouldn't go. Ben got the rebound, but then they turn it back over. Here's McLean with it. He'll give it to Carson. Back to McLean. Thought about three.
Kick.
Ball's knocked away, and it's going to be a kickball. Shot clock will stay where it's at 23. 3:26 left to play in the first quarter. Again, we're tied at 2. Both teams struggling to shoot so far.
Yeah, if you're Mountain Home, you like this. You like the pace. You like the kind of the way this game's tracking right now. You want to keep this Benton high-powered offense down, and right now you've got them to 2 points well inside of halfway through this first quarter.
Dewey's going to pull up for the three on the right side. Good. Braden Dewey with his first 3 points of the day. 5-2, Mountain Home up. 3:10 left in the opening period. Here is Russell with it. He gives it to Gray. Over on the left side to Shelby. Shelby takes the screen, drills up to the top. Over on the left side, it goes to Ellis. Now down to Russell in the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Up top to Shelby. He's going to pull up for the three for the tie. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tate. Ball goes to McLean on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three near the corner. His misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Ellis. He'll give it to Burgess, who's quickly back the other way for the layup. Good. Tarion Burgess with his first 2 points of the day. 5-4, Mountain Home still leading. 2.5 minutes left in the opening period. McLean into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles on the right side. He's going to beat his defender, going up for the layup. No good, but a foul's going to be called. And a two-shot opportunity, I believe, is going to be there for Ryder McLean. Or are they going to call it after the shot?
Well, they're going to give him a shot, I believe.
Okay. Yep. That's A.D. Gray's second personal foul, team foul number 2 against the Panthers here in the first quarter. So Ryder McLean will be at the free throw line for the first time today to try to build on Mount Holmes' lead. First shot is up and in. Javarius Russell checks out of the game as he's replaced by Caleb Knight.
In for Mountain Home, we had Uchman.
Yep, Levi Uchman and Rhett Gilbert.
And Coben.
Coben Inskeep replacing McGee Harris, Braxton Carson, Blaine Tate. 2:20 left in this first quarter as McLean has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Shelby. So 6-4, Mount Home up. Here's Ellis with it. Gives it to Prickett, who just checked back in as well. Ball goes over on the right side tonight. Back up top to Prickett. He's going to pull up for the three for the lead. No good, and the rebound is controlled, knocked around and controlled by Shelby. He will give it to Prickett, who's going into the lane, and throws it to Knight, and yeah, he just got called for the charge. Caleb Knight picks up his first personal foul. 13th foul against Benton here in the first quarter.
Good job there by Rhett Gilbert, keeping his feet, sliding over, taking the contact.
1:55 left in the opening period. Mount Home with the ball, leading 6-4. Inbound pass goes to Inskeep. He'll give it back to McLean. McLean across the timeline. Throws over to Inskeep. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles on the right side. Takes a screen from Uchman. Ben does a good job switching. Gilbert dribbles up towards the top. Gives it to McLean. Boy, Russell kind of gambled there. I'm sorry, that wasn't Russell. That was actually Ellis. Now the ball is knocked away and stolen by Prickett. He's back the other way going in for the layup. No good. But it's tipped back up and in by Shelby. Elam Shelby with his first 2 points of the day. We've got our second tie. 6-6 our score. 1:20 left in the first quarter. And now Uchman's met by a double team in the backcourt. And Mount Home's going to take a timeout to avoid a turnover. We'll break with 1:15. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home and Benton knotted up at 6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Well, Mount Home taking their first time out of the day to avoid a 10-second count with 1:15 left to play in the opening quarter. 28 left on the shot clock. We're tied at 6 right now.
Rebounds are plentiful in this game so far. Mount Home has 8 rebounds, Benton with 10 already. So happens when you have a lot of missed shots.
Yep. Game's had 2 ties as well, but no lead changes as of yet. Inbound pass from McLean on the far sideline goes into Gilbert. It's a full court man once again for Ben, although it looks like they may cheat off that and try to trap Gilbert in the backcourt, but he does get into the front court. He'll throw it out to McLean. He'll set the offense. McLean dribbles to the right side. Loses the handle of the ball and is stolen by Ellis. He gives it to Burgess, who's going to be fouled before his dunk there.
Good foul there by Coben. It was going to be a wide-open layup. Coben came and fouled him before he could get a chance, make Benton set, let Mount Home get their defense set.
Levi Uchman checking right back in for Mount Home. He looks like he came out during the timeout. He'll replace Rod McLean. Drew Haney looks like he checked in during the timeout. He's a 6'3 sophomore from Mount Home. So that foul was on Inskeep, his first personal foul, team foul number 1 against Mount Home. Here's Burgess with it. He's going to go in for the leaner off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound before it goes to Prickett. He'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line for the N1 situation, and Benton has their first lead of the day. They're going to get Levi Uchman with his first personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the first quarter. Blaine Tate's going to check in, replacing Coben Inskeep. 47.9 seconds left to play in the opening period as Harrison Prickett will try to convert the three-point play. Free throw is up and good. Prickett with 3 points so far. 9-6, Benton up. Inbound pass goes to Dewey. He'll give it to Uchman. Throws it to Gilbert. He's met by a double team. Gives it to Tate, who will get it into the front court and beat the 10 count.
Yeah, when you got 6'9 at the top of your press, it makes it very, very difficult to throw. Rhett did a good job bounce passing through that. That's something Mount Home may need to utilize this game.
Tate with it. I think he was trying to find Dewey, but pass goes over his head, and Burgess comes up to steal. He'll give it to Shelby. He's going to pull up for the three on the left side. In and out. And the rebound is up. Oh, they're going to call a foul. I believe they're going to get Gilbert with that one. Rhett Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. 13th foul against the Bombers here in the first quarter. 17.7 left to play in the period. Benton can't hold for the last shot of the period as they're leading by 3. Inbound pass controlled by Prickett into Burgess. He's going to pull up for the 3. They're not going to wait to the end of the quarter. It's not going to fall, and the ball's going to sail out of bounds. 12.5 seconds left as Mount Home has a chance to cut it to 1 or possibly tie before the end of the period.
Yeah, this is a Benton team that they want offense. They don't. They're not going to wait. If they get a good shot, they're going to take it.
Tate Withing. He'll give it to Uchman. Down to six. Ball goes to Gilbert. He'll throw it into the front court to Tate. It's over to Haney. And he'll throw it to Dewey. They're not going to beat the shot to beat the buzzer. So Matt Holmes not going to get a basket before the end of the period. So we've got our first 8 minutes in the books. Our score at the end of one. Benton leading Mount Home 9-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental